You're listening to Agent-Driven Development, real experiences from operators building with AI. Everything here is free. Use it. Share it. Just attribute it back.
A VP of engineering called me in January. Smart person. 60 engineers, 4 squads, AI coding tools rolled out 6 months earlier. Adoption numbers look good, mostly. And he still couldn't answer the question the CEO had asked him the week before. Who are your top people? If he'd looked at AI usage by engineer. Silence. Then, we have that data? You have that data. If that sounds familiar, it should. I hear versions of this every week from engineering leaders running teams of all sizes. We rolled out the tools, but we still can't clearly see what people are actually doing with them. Who knows? Autos. Here's the part that's not complicated. Every major AI platform you're paying for generates usage telemetry, request volume, active days, session depth, completion acceptance rates. Hold up. Sort by usage descending. Ending. The people with the deepest usage, the ones having real conversations with the model about architecture, iterating on prompts, using the tools as actual tools, those are probably your best people. This shouldn't be a surprise once you see it. These are the engineers who sit down and do the work. The AI is just where that work happens now. There are exceptions. Some people run up usage translating corporate memos into bullet points or regenerating the same function 17 ways without ever committing anything. High usage with nothing shipped is still nothing shipped. That's always been true. But as a first pass, the people at the top of your usage data are probably doing interesting things. You probably already know who they are. The data just confirms it. That's not the conversation I want to have. New fives. Here's where it gets harder. Scroll down. Find your senior engineers, principals, staff, architects, tenured mid-levels, the ones who show almost no usage, or none at all. That's the signal that matters, and it requires you to do something most leaders aren't great at. Go find out why. Explanations. The first is that they're blocked. The second is that they're not engaging. You have to know which one it is before you do anything else. Start there. Can they actually use the tools? This one embarrasses a lot of organizations when they dig into it. In 2026, access friction around AI tooling isn't a theory. It's the default state at a lot of orgs. Security reviews that take 6 weeks. Procurement cycles that approve one vendor and stall the rest for a quarter. IT tickets for API key provisioning that sit unacknowledged for 2 weeks. Data classification policies written vaguely enough that cautious engineers apply them to everything just to stay out of trouble. Your best senior engineer might show zero usage because nobody ever unblocked your access request from October. I know an engineering director 7 years at a company you'd recognize, excellent track record, who spent 3 months waiting for an IAM role that would let her team access an internal AI gateway. She had the use case mapped. She had the architecture drafted. She was ready to go. But the IAM request needed a manager approval, which needed a VP cosign because the budget code touched production infrastructure and the VP wasn't processing non-urgent requests until the VP wasn't processing non-urgent requests until the next planning cycle. Usage, zero. Would have looked damning in a report. All. Before you have any conversation with a low usage engineer, pull the ticket, trace the access request, find where it stopped. You may find that the person you were about to question has been waiting longer than you've been watching the dashboard. That's what happened. Fix it immediately. Treat it like a production incident, because it is one. 1.0s is 1.0s. Now the harder part. The scenario where the access is fine, the tools are available, the training happened, and the usage is still flat. This is the conversation you need to have, and it's going to be awkward. Awkward, not because they're bad, not because you're accusing them of anything. It's awkward because you're surfacing something neither of you has said out loud yet. You're sitting across from a senior engineer with a decade of good work behind them, and you're asking, why aren't you using the thing everyone else is using? Some of them are scared. Some have been told so many times that their expertise is their identity, that picking up a new tool feels like admitting the old identity isn't enough anymore. Some watched a junior engineer produce something fast and mediocre with AI and decided they'd rather be slow and correct. Nobody's shown them yet that this trade-off isn't available at the price they think it is. Rational responses to real pressures. Treat them that way. Don't come in with a performance frame. Come in with curiosity. What are you working on? How are you getting it done? Have you tried using an agent for this kind of problem? Let me show you what it looks like when someone does. Pair them with someone who's figured it out. Not in a formal training, just two engineers working on a real problem together, one of whom reaches for the agent naturally. That's how it spreads. But don't stop there, and don't wait. Thou of fives is... 5S. Here's the part most leaders are avoiding. If someone has had access, has had the time, has been shown how it works, has watched their peers shipping at 2 or 3 times their previous pace, and they're still not engaging, you have a different problem. Not a tools problem, that's a judgment problem. And it's yours to address. The question isn't whether to punish them. The question is whether to invest in them and what timeline you're willing to hold. Because the engineers who've genuinely internalized this way of working are the core of what your engineering organization looks like from here forward. The ones who haven't are falling behind, not in a theoretical way, in a measurable, compounding way that shows up in the usage data and eventually in the output data and eventually in the business. You're not doing them any favors by letting a year go by before you have this conversation. What I'm asking you to do, pull the usage data today, not next quarter. Sort it two ways, highest usage and lowest. Glance at the top. You probably see what you expected. Now look at the bottom. Find the names that surprise you. The people you thought were doing well who aren't showing up in the data at all. One, do two things in order. First, find out if they can actually use the tools. Not in theory, actually trace it. If they're blocked, unblock them loudly and fast. Second, have a conversation, not a passive check-in, an actual conversation where you're asking what's getting in the way and what would it take to remove it. Conversations will be easy, some will be uncomfortable, a few will be genuinely hard. Have them anyway. The data is there. You've been looking at it as a budget sanity check. Start looking at it as a map of where people need help and go.
That's it for this one. More at agentdrivendevelopment.com. If it helped, pass it on. That's it for this one. More at agentdrivendevelopment.com. If it helped, pass it on.